So just to let you know what the GMA Dove Awards are like, they're kind of the Christian music world's version of the Grammys. They're a really big deal. Now, this year's awards happened last weekend, and Kieran's with me in studio because he has been keeping a keen eye on everything that's been happening. And we had the likes of Brandon Lake and Tasha Cobbs Leonard. They were among those in the winners' circle. But Kieran, tell us a little bit, just a little bit about the highlights then. Yeah,
they were, and we'll recognise, and our listeners will recognise a lot of the people who got awards at the awards. It was the 54th annual Dove Awards, so it's not a new thing. But when it started first, I mean, the Gospel Music Association began back in the 60s, and the Dove Awards started, I think, first one was in 1969, and it kind of focused on Southern gospel music. But now it's kind of covering, like, we talk sometimes about contemporary Christian music, and what we don't often kind of consider is there are a whole bunch of subgenres within that. There's hip-hop, there's rock and roll, there's pop, there's a whole, and there's some of the more traditional ones. There was even an amazing a cappella band who actually were part of the performances, because as well as the award ceremony, it's all about performance as well. So some of the great acts and the great artists that we play all the time here actually, you know, feature on it. And actually Tarn Wells, who is one of our favourites here, obviously, he was at the event. It was in the Lipscomb University in Nashville in Texas last week, and he kicked it all off, and here's how he did it.
So excited to be here, and as you can tell, we are off to a very low-key, restrained, chill night with Elevation Worship. Come on and make some noise for Elevation one time. We're bringing so much amazing talent to this stage tonight, and as your host, I'm thrilled to share it all with you. Our theme this year is Joyful Echo, and it is taken from Isaiah 42:12. Here's how the message says it. Make God's glory resound. Echo his praises from coast to coast. Now listen, you folks watching on the broadcast, I'm putting you in charge of the coast to coast part. And I'm hoping that everybody in this room is going to make the praises of our God echo from these seats in the front up to the rafters. Let me hear you.
And Wendy, it really was incredible. It wasn't low-key at all. If people didn't get it, that was a little bit of a joke at the beginning there. Just a super presentation. The production was amazing. I couldn't get over it. It was as good as any Grammys or any Oscar ceremony. And actually, I think the jokes were better. Now, Brandon Lake, we've mentioned a couple of times, he took home the lion's share of the wins. He had four trophies to bring home after the awards. Toby Mac and Bressing Offer and Jeff Pardo, they got two awards each. So I kind of stayed up very late to watch it. I didn't realise you'd be able to stream it afterwards, of course.
I had a late night for no reason.
Exactly. But it was great because it was just high energy, kept me going. There was no fear of me falling asleep. There were many. The other thing, there were all the awards, of course, as usual, but there were these amazing performances as well. And one of the things that I really enjoyed was there was a brilliant high energy performance of Love Me Like I Am from Jordan Sparks for King and Country. And, you know, we play that one a lot at the moment here on Spirit Radio, but it was so fantastic to see them do it live in a special event format with all the effects and everything. Really, really spectacular stuff. Now, there was some serious competition, particularly in the pop contemporary album category, and a very emotional acceptance speech. Here's how Jen Johnson and Limo Blaze introduced the nominees.
My Tribe, Blessing Off. Jesus Changed My Life, Katie Nicole. Always Only Jesus, Mercy Me. Life After Death, Toby Mac. A Hundred Highways, Zach Williams. So if you miss the old me, well, that's
Jesus' fault. And the Dove,
also known as Dove.
Dove. Okay, forgive me. I'm Nigerian. Okay, it's Dove. Yeah. Okay, and the Dove Award goes to
Life After Death, Mr. Toby Mac.
I'll shut up after this. I promise. I made this record in honor of my son Truett, my firstborn, who we lost. His life was like a shot of lightning, burning fast and hot. But you couldn't help but take notice. I couldn't be more thankful for the fact that our God loves the wild ones. He loves the wild ones. Lastly, I just want to say, I made these songs in the hardest, coldest of valleys. And we still don't know why God would ask this of us, do we, Amanda? We don't know why he would ask it of us, but sometimes we don't get to ask those questions. He didn't promise us that we wouldn't face hard things. He didn't promise us that we wouldn't face loss. He promised us that he would never leave us or forsake us. And I promise you this, you guys, if you take the time to look in the hardest, deepest valleys, the coldest places in this world, if you take the time to look, he's there. Amanda, he's the only reason that there's life after death. God bless you guys.
Wow, what a speech from Toby Mac at the Dove Awards.
At the Dove Awards, as the guy said. Yeah, it was quite emotional. And I just thought, it was a bit long, that piece, I know, but I thought the impact of what he said was quite interesting. Now, there were some great other speeches as well. I mean, lots of the artists actually commented on the conflict in Israel and Gaza. And I know you're very fond of Lauren Daigle. Lauren made a speech about that as well. And she performed a lovely ballad called Be OK, which she wrote with Ellie Holcomb. And here's what she had to say to introduce that.
With growing changes in our world, I feel like there is no better time to become united in both heart and in spirit. The body of Christ has an opportunity to become a more united front, pushing aside intensity and dissension, especially going into another political year. In light of what has happened in Israel this week, I think our eyes need to be open to what he might be calling us to. We have the hope of eternity and the good news of the gospel. We aren't bringing in messages that tear and divide. We're bringing in messages that remind people of their worth, that remind children they are valuable, that they belong in society, and remind people that they have something that only God can fulfill. We get to tell them that he is the great I am. All right, now.
It's so refreshing, isn't it? Because it's so inspirational. And
it was very high energy, very exciting, and kind of dragged you in, I have to say. Look, there were some amazing awards, and we know a lot of the people. Song of the Year was Goodness of God. The Songwriter of the Year we mentioned was Brandon Lake. He was also Artist of the Year. One I was really delighted to see, Katie Nicole, was new Artist of the Year this year. And we just heard about Toby Mac and his album Brighter Days, Blessing Offer, the Contemporary Recorded Song of the Year, and Gratitude, Brandon Lake again, the Worship Song of the Year. Life After Death was the album, as we just mentioned, and the contemporary gospel album was Maverick City Music, took that one away. The worship album of the year was Elevation Worship. They were the intro act that started off the telecast. And Lauren Daigle took away an award for the video of the year for Thank God I Do.
So. Yeah, well, Ciarán, you've given us a great overview of what happened at the Dove Awards, and you can get the detail, or you can log on and watch the live stream, so you didn't have to stay up as late as Ciarán did. Where can you do that? I know that you tell me, but now I can't see
it. Should be down at the end of the page, Wendy.
I'm looking at it. TBN.org. There we are, TBN.org, and you can watch it all there. Ciarán, thanks for giving us the rundown on that. And on the way,